And again,
I want to make sure that
we out of the woods for
another year. Yeah, it's about a 2 year relationship window.
And Tom just walked in. He was in a marathoner.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
You know how it is when you get two old Marines together. The stories don't stop. All the old sea stories.
No, that's right. They never stop. Right? It's terrible. Yeah. Oh, it's great. Well, these guys are filling me in on your commitment to plan, process, and rituals, not just associated with Supernova, but with all aspects of the business and how that's really leveraging the consistency of the client experience across the board and how you're really not missing things. Did I translate that properly, guys?
Yeah, I think
so. Yep.
Yeah. So Tom, what's on your mind? Challenges, opportunities, et cetera?
It sounds like they already were filling in with our conversations we had earlier. So, you know, we have some good business coming in this week especially, and just trying to tighten up the processes to make it easier and make us more flexible and agile is, you know, to take advantage of those opportunities. We just got to tighten up those processes.
Mm-hmm. Great. What about... we're really beginning to, you know, we've been consistently talking about the three lanes that we're swimming in: segmentation, organization, and acquisition. Week 9, we transition to acquisition and try and bring some process to that. And that's the key to consistent outcomes is, frankly, is consistent input and consistent process. So what did you watch the video questions from acquisition? What I know your commitment is consistent, you know, is you've got a big commitment to developing your book, but I think it's a lot of the skills. We want to talk about the skill training so that we don't need to spend huge amount of time on acquisition, but we want to learn the skills that I can help you with that will mean a consistent growth for your team going forward. So questions on week 9 material or anything to do with that?
No, I think the big thing, you know, we had, he's kind of given us a heads up with like the idea of, you know, how we're building these networks, the mastermind groups, the niche mastermind groups. You know, Tommy has those with, you know, some things that he does as it revolves around the Marine Corps stuff he does. I have that with UPS. And then we have different niches, whether it be here in New York, other markets in central Pennsylvania, you know, and I think the one thing that I've taken from this is really trying to, as part of my networking and then, you know, really prospecting is, you know, how to continue to drill down on that and concentrate on that versus, you know, just kind of, you know, flexing between multiples, like really, really nailing that down. We did have to hand in for our complex manager, our pipeline. Like that was something he wanted all the advisors to do by the end of this week. You know, as he's kind of getting rolling into the beginning of the year. So, you know, it kind of went hand in hand with this chapter.
Yep.
So, you know, we do that anyway. I mean, Tommy and I have, again, we're not old in this business, and that, you know, we've both been sort of on the gotta survive, and I don't think the waterfall, so to speak, that you have to climb up to survive. You know, if you weren't doing that stuff, we wouldn't be here. But this is just kind of making me focus a little bit more on, you know, what exactly we need to drill into. And then as Melissa's kind of going into this sort of change, not too much of a change in role, but a difference in role, you know, she's trying to be strategic in terms of who she's approaching to start building her own groups. So and she's had probably two or three lunches in the last week and a half since we talked to you. So starting to build that group and that commitment group.
Good, good. Melissa, what were those lunches about? What are you building?
They were with individuals who I have been, I worked with in my past, who are both, they do a lot for the community. So we've already built our core, or I've already built a core group over the years since being here with the team. I do attend networking events here in the community. But one person, he's still in banking, lives downtown, has a number of networking places that he is involved with. So just getting back out with him in the community. And then our core group of females that we have around our COI. So a lot of the girls, lawyers from upstairs, we attend pretty much the same networking events. So I'm hoping that I can start building that again consistently. Because the past year I got away from that, but really start to get back out there and network with them, hopefully looking for referrals that we give to them and so back to us as well. So,
yeah, if you listen to the chapter on mastermind groups in the book, The Supernova Multiplier, there's a gal named Alicia Quinn in there. And her partner, who've done this, and we don't have time to go over the details of it, but I highly recommend you read that chapter again if you haven't read it, and listen to it if you haven't listened to it, because I think it fits perfectly with what you're talking about. You're right on the edge of where she was, and she just took it to another level, which is, you know, she talks about it in her own words. It's very powerful what she's done. So I highly recommend that. It seems to be among the most successful females that I've ever coached, mastermind groups seem to work remarkably well. I don't know why. But it works. The same reason. So when you said, you know, our female group that we get together with, that's the key. They're all women. They affiliate with each other. They support each other. What she said was, we become very good friends, and we're there for each other if one of us has a problem. So it's, you know, she got sick. One of her girlfriends got sick, you know, they got cancer, and they had special meetings for them to create support groups, and amazing, you know, just amazing stuff. So they, everybody on the call, the key that I found from doing all that interviewing and all the work on networking and centers of influence is that the thing to remember is that this is friend making. We always say it's not fundraising, it's friend making. Well, in our case here, it's not really, business making, it's friend making. What you're doing is creating friendships that will last a lifetime. So you want to be careful. You know, you want to do it with people that you like, trust, and want to spend time with. So don't do things that are with people you don't like or trust, or get involved with organizations you're not passionate about. So very important. Now, it can't hurt. You know, it's smart. just like you want them to be highly qualified at the same time. You know, you want to, if you're going to join a group, an organization, be on a board, you want it to be a group of people that have money. Okay? So, and the same thing is true with your friend making. You want to make sure that they service the markets that you need, you know, that meet your minimums. Because there are plenty of CPAs that don't do business, you know, that do business with very small clients. And, you know, as much as that might be nice, that's not what you're in the business for. So that's the other thing, you know, that you have to, is to make sure that you're fishing in the right pool. The pool has the fish. You know, I go fly fishing out on the South Fork of the Snake, and you can catch a lot of fish, or you can catch big fish. And I might spend, you know, the full day and catch four fish, but they're big. Or I can spend the day and catch 30 fish. So at this point, you want to make sure you're catching big fish. So you want to be fishing in the spots with the right techniques. And that's why, you know, people say to me all the time, you know, well, I've got this program, you know, or I do seminars or I do this. And I say, you know, what I say is that was great when you were beginning. Okay. But that's not where the big fish are. Okay. Now, there'll be occasionally you'll find a big fish. Just like when you're randomly fishing for the 30 fish, I might just catch a big fish. But when I go for the fish and I know where they live, and I stalk them, I know them, I can see them. And it's harder to catch them, but it's worth it because they're big fish. So that's why working with centers of influence in the right nest or in the right niche will make all the difference to you. So, you know, working with UPS is great. Because you know that those people have got a lot of money. And don't be afraid, by the way, to, you know, go to other markets. Jump on an airplane to meet somebody. Because once you're in a niche, you've got credibility, you know the business, you know their retirement benefits and all their other benefits. There's nothing wrong with going to Louisville and picking up a client, or going to Indianapolis, or going to, you know, wherever. I know that business.
Funny you say that. When I first got into the business, I was told I needed to do that because we were in a small, we were in a small market. So, you know, one of my senior advisors, and it was probably the best advice he ever gave me, was, you know, in the office, said, "Listen, kid, you know, anybody with money in Harrisburg is going to call that guy, or that guy. They don't know who you are. So you better go find places that you can be anybody you want to be." So, you know, Tom and I both, like, our books weren't based in central Pennsylvania for the most part. So that allowed us the ability to come to York and work with Rob because it didn't matter. And now it's sort of funny because we're sort of working backwards.
Yeah, you will, because your brand, you have a brand now. You have a team, you have a real, you have credibility. So yeah. Now the market will embrace you. And as you get involved with the local community, you meet the players, they'll embrace you. And so you'll become one of the guys that people go to.
Right, which is, it's interesting in that respect.
Yeah, right. So
homework for next month, next week?
I'm going to read Alicia Quinn.
Yeah, Melissa's getting into Alicia or Allison Quinn.
Alicia Quinn. Yeah, listen to that chapter.
Fine tuning our skills for acquisition.
Right. So one of the things to do is to build a folder Why don't you just concentrate and build one folder for a niche, a center of influence inside a niche. Okay, so if your niche is UPS,
yep.
Okay, then you have a center of influence inside UPS, right? One person that's given you
yep.
kind of, okay, so that's your guy. All right, so what I want you to do is build a folder around the niche and him. And then I want you to build a folder for him about you. And this is different from your personal folder. You already have a folder for him as an individual client.
Uh-huh. Okay, you want something for them to have that is that they can bring out when they want to give your name out as a referral?
Well, not so much. This is just for your meetings. So think of think of this as you decided to go into business with him.
Yep.
And he's going to get a benefit by this, and you're going to get a benefit. His benefit is that he's going to help more of his friends, and he's going to be more of an influencer in that community. It's going to become more important. Okay, he's going to make a lot of people happy.
Yep.
And so you're not paying him, but you can do things for him, things that you might not do. You might take him to, you know, he and his wife to dinner. You might, you know, if there's a ball game or something, you could take him to. Find out what he likes. You know, you're not bribing him. You're just doing nice things that you do for one of your best clients. So even though he might not be one of your best clients, you're going to treat him like you're one of your best clients. In that folder is everybody that he has given you as an introduction. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you're not going to be able to give him introductions because but you're going to be able to do nice things for him. So what you do is you call on the anniversary, go back and look at who he's given you. Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody that he's given you. And when they opened their account, put down the date and then put that on your contact system. Put it on Outlook. And then call him whenever on the anniversary of when those accounts opened their account and thank him again for the introduction.
Okay.
So how many people has he given you?
Off the top of my head, I can tell you. But double digits, I'm sure.
Wow. That's great. So so he's a real deal. She's the real deal then. So you call her and thank her, and then she'll probably say, oh, yeah, I got another guy for you. Okay?
Yeah.
So every month you put that into, now in the scheduler, there's a place for centers of influence. So you literally put her name in there. And then every month you'll have an appointment. You can do it on the phone. You can do it in person. Is she convenient to you?
It's a phone call. I mean, it's a two.
Okay.
It's Philly. She's in Philly, and I'm what, an hour and a half, hour 40 away. So we do see each other a couple times a year.
Yeah. So you make sure that you basically you're going to do 12-4-2 with her, and she's a client also.
Yep.
Yeah. But you're going to make a special effort to talk about this business relationship. So you'd have four in-person meetings, two about her, two about the business that you're doing together.
Yep.
Okay. So it sounds kind of a lot, but it's not. So you call her every month and you talk about UPS and what else? What do I need to know? So it's education, training, teacher, the enthusiastically endorsed model. It just basically teach her how you're marketing and what you're doing, and then, you know, what, you know, the enthusiastically endorsed model is a great model for her because, you know, that's just a great thing to have, right? So hers
right.
in Philadelphia would be very different from the ones that you would have in York
yeah.
or, you know, so you can have multiple enthusiastically endorsed ones.
Oh,
if
right.
It's
that's
a cardiologist.
Sort of like, she, yeah, she, you know,
yeah.
it's good to have it in different areas.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, see, that can be a goldmine for all of you guys. You want to be, so this is what I want you each to do with your niche. Build the fold and think, wow, Rob is really crazy. No, this is real. This will work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the more, we say out of touch, out of business. So the more you're in touch, the more introductions you'll get. And then think about, so just do it for one center of influence, and then build one folder for a prospect that's really big that you can't quite close, okay? So build a regular folder for them.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about what to do with that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that's the homework. It's good homework.
Got it.
That's good.
All right.
All right, terrific. Thanks. Terrific job.
See you next week. See you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See ya.